When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC. Friends.
Since daddy had to fly, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass fades in the wind, and you can lay your head back on the ground, let your
great Don Henley says it so well right here. The end of the innocence. Animals, kids, terrorists. Insurrection at Columbia University late last night. My friend Donald Trump, as I'm on the air right now, speaking outside of a criminal trial where there's no crime. Henley's right, man. End of the innocence. So I watch Fox News a lot on the weekend because I work during the week, you know. I got to catch Jesse, and I like Jesse, and I love Janine, you know. But on the weekends, and I always see Greg Jarrett. He's never been on any of my shows. I mean, I'm around for 25 years. I am far and away the number one radio guy in the country. Howard who? And I never had Greg on. And I sit there, I watch this guy. This guy's great. No one has a better command of what's going on legally, I mean this, than Jarrett. And how about this? I did my homework. I have one daughter, one son. My oldest child, Ava. She turned 20 this year. She turned 20 on April the 7th, and that's going to mean something to Jarrett. Watch this. Greg, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Sid, thanks very much. Yes, my birthday was April 7th. I don't want to give the number because it's staggering, but I'd rather be your daughter's age and have a lot of do-overs.
Well, I'm going to say this. I saw the age. I swear, I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. I would have thought you were 20 years younger. You look great. God bless you. You really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I saw you, I guess it was Sunday. I like Bartiromo. I forgot what show you were on. You may have been on with Hegseth. But you were explaining this whole Trump trial as he's talking right now, literally as you and I are talking. And I've had Alan Dershowitz on this morning. I've got Takapina Idala on every week. No one can really explain legally what's at stake here for Donald Trump. No one has heard a crime yet as we enter week three of this trial. Can you help?
Well, it's kabuki theater. You know, it's sort of theater of the absurd. There's a lot of razzle dazzle by Alvin Bragg and his chipmunks, but, you know, there really has been so far. We're in week three, Sid, and we have yet to see any evidence in support of a crime. Where's the law breaking? You know, we learned from David Pecker, who was on the witness stand all last week, you know, ex-head of the National Enquirer. I mean, he told us what we already knew. The tabloid is sleazy. They promote and they kill stories. Well, I got news for you. That ain't a crime. Paying people for their silence like Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal. That's not a crime. Reimbursement of those expenses is not a crime. Influencing an election, which is sort of the overarching Bragg theory here, well, that's not a crime either because, you know, Sid, that's what campaigns are designed to do.
Sure.
Yet Bragg and his assistant DAs keep using the words in front of the jury, conspiracy, fraud. Well, take a look at the indictment. Trump's not charged with that. So this is really sort of a harebrained prosecution that is meant to misuse the criminal law to target a political opponent, Donald Trump.
You actually said over the weekend, and I've quoted you a couple of times on this show since, that you thought that David Pecker actually helped Trump more than the prosecution.
Yeah, I think he did, because Pecker said, look, Trump was against paying money. I didn't want to do it. With respect to Karen McDougal, he said, look, I'm not going to pay this money because these scandals always come out. And he also testified that, to his knowledge, Trump really had no idea about any of these payments. It was all handled exclusively by his now ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, who is apparently going to be Alvin Bragg's star witness. Now, Cohen is a vile and loathsome person who peddled so many lies that he was shipped off to the Huskow for perjury and fraud. And since then, he told a federal court just a few weeks ago, oh, yeah, I lied under oath when I copped my plea. That prompted the judge to call him a serial perjurer who should be prosecuted further. So imagine this. You know, Michael Cohen's Bragg star witness. I mean, you'd have to be a moron to rely on Cohen's credibility in court. He doesn't have any credibility.
Yeah.
He's a confessed prolific liar. Any half-decent lawyer will just bludgeon him on cross-examination.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. This is the great Greg Jarrett, of course, Fox News, terrific TV talent, prolific author. He does it all. You know, the other thing I think folks are confused about, again, the everyday folks that are driving around listening right now, is this gag order deal. So now the judge, this crooked Marchand, who's just a horrible person, horrible. Everything you said about Michael Cohen and Bragg, he's in the same boat. He pushed it off to this Thursday. So what I've heard is, ideally, they want to get $1,000 every time he broke the gag order. They say he broke it 14 times. But Judge Napolitano told me there is a, it'd be a stretch, obviously, almost impossible, but there is a way you can even get jail time out of it. What's the deal with this gag order, and what's going to happen on Thursday?
Well, you're right about Judge Marchand. It's unfortunate that this case doesn't have an honest, knowledgeable, or intelligent judge who would have looked at it, laughed at it, and tossed the case out a long ago. Instead, it, you know,
which, by the way, Greg, to your point, other folks did, including Alvin Bragg.
Yeah. You know, Marchand's bias against Trump is exceeded only by his incompetence. And, you know, the gag order is a perfect example of it. It is clearly a unconstitutional prior restraint of free speech. And remember, you know, the person being gagged here is running for president of the United States. He's the leading candidate for president. He's not allowed to defend himself in the court of public opinion as well as a court of law. They're gagging him from talking about witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, but the witnesses are not gagged, which is just ludicrous. And so, you know, Michael Cohen has been on every television show he can get on over the last several months trashing Trump and arguably prejudicing the trust. Stormy Daniels, pretty much the same thing. She was heavily involved in an anti-Trump documentary that then aired. So, you know, most gag orders are unconstitutional. But judges tend to get away with it, Sid, because by the time you properly and successfully appeal it, the case is over and the point is moot.
Let me ask you about your thoughts on the Supreme Court conversation last week. Most people think it'll be a 5-4 decision when it comes out, probably in June. Alan Dershowitz did say, don't be surprised if it's 6-3 in terms of immunity. You know, he's not getting absolute immunity. We know that, but some limited form looks like will be going to Trump's way, which will be a sort of a win, I guess. What do you think does happen late in June, and what does it mean for this Jack Smith, another creep, moving forward?
Yeah, it's pretty clear they'll grant limited immunity because they focused a lot on Nixon versus Fitzgerald 4 decades ago, 1982, that gave presidents immunity from civil lawsuits with certain conditions. It has to fall within the outer perimeter of official acts. So I suspect the court will extend that immunity protection to criminal prosecutions because the exact same reasoning applies. Without some kind of immunity, the chilling effect on presidential decision-making would be severe. So what that means is that they'll remand the case back to the trial court to decide, all right, looking at the indictment, are these public or private acts? If they're private acts, there's no immunity. If they're public acts, there's absolute immunity.
If so, I was, I got it right.
The bottom line is that that takes time.
Yeah.
And it'll be impossible for the Jack Smith trial in Washington to take place before the election, and probably the same with the classified docs case in Florida.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I have a question for you that's nothing to do with Trump, and that is, let's say my kid goes to Columbia, Greg. I'm going to rely on your expertise here. And my kid's a good kid, goes to class every day, wants no part of out there and supporting rapists and murderers and all these Hamas Palestinian folks. That's what they do. You know, they're actually out there hanging intifada flags and, taking down American flags for Hezbollah flags. They're out there doing nothing short of promoting murder and rape. That's not my kid. My kid goes to school, wants to do well, but now my kid's a mess. Not allowed to finish school on campus. Graduation may, in fact, be canceled coming up May the 15th. And my kid is really freaked out. Do I have a legitimate lawsuit against that university?
Well, you do. It's a breach of contract. You know, when you pay tuition, that's a contractual exchange of benefits, money in exchange for an education. If the administrators, as they have at Columbia, are absolutely reckless and negligent, and they breach the contract of providing the education as promised in exchange for the tuition, I mean, you do have a breach of contract argument. You know, I think the larger question here is this. You listen to these anti-Semitic protesters who endorse Hamas, who endorse murder, who are threatening Jewish students. These protesters are, for the most part, Jew haters. And those threats are serious criminal offenses. It's harassment. It's stalking. and it rises to the level of hate crimes. Take a look at the New York Penal Code. If you target somebody with threats of violence because of their religion, that is a, it's not just a hate crime, it is, you know, a hate crime with threats of violence, which elevates it to, upon conviction, 10 years behind bars.
You know, but by the way, let me stop you for a second. I agree with you. I think it's been a hate crime since day one based upon intimidation and threats. But I had a very, very famous and popular judge who I love, Greg. I love the guy. He's here every Friday, who told me I'd be sitting with those kids every day. That's freedom of speech.
No, it's not. It crosses the line under the penal code. When you target somebody with threats of violence because of their religion, that is a serious felony, and it's prosecutable. So I think he's wrong about that.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, why these people, you know, they're saying things like river to the sea, which means kill all Jews. You know, they're saying intifada against all Zionists. Well, what does that mean? Intifada means uprising, but it also means incitement to do violence, including murder of Jews. I know because I was a correspondent in the Middle East during the Second Intifada. These protesters are so ignorant, they couldn't identify Gaza or Israel on a map.
You're right. Final 60 seconds. One of the guys, I mentioned him earlier, who's on this show every week, he's a dear, dear friend of mine, is Arthur Idala, and he got through appeal. The Weinstein decision overturned this week. Now, I really dislike Harvey. Look, I hate O.J. Simpson. Hate his guts. He's dead now, but I hated his guts. But people like Joe Tacopina and Alan Dershowitz would say to me, you may hate him, but the verdict was right based upon the way the prosecution handled the case and what Cochran did. They got the verdict right. I said, what about a black jury? They got the verdict right. Same thing here with Weinstein. I can't stand him. He's a rapist as far as I'm concerned. But Audie Idala got it right. Isn't that true?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Look, the mistake that prosecutors made in the Manhattan DA's office and elsewhere when they were bringing all of these charges, in the Weinstein case, the mistake was introducing other alleged victims under the principle of a pattern of conduct, similar bad acts. Well, the New York highest court, you know, it's actually the Supreme Court is the low one. It makes no sense in New York, which is typical of New York. Anyway, the highest court tossed it out saying you can't do that. You've got to present evidence of the crimes in which the defendant is accused, not other similar bad acts. Well, the same thing is happening in the Donald Trump case. You know, as if Juan Marchand is oblivious to the law. He allowed, for example, all last week, similar alleged bad acts involving Karen McDougal. Well, Trump's not charged with that. And so he's creating reversible error because he's such an idiot judge, in my judgment.
You are so right. I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan on television, and you just came on my radio show, and every bit is good, if not better.
So, well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining me today, and please make a promise to come back more often, Greg. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Sid. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Man, that guy's smart. I love him. Greg Jarrett.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.